Homily for December 3rd, Feast of Francis Xavier. Today we remember and celebrate St. Francis Xavier. There's so much to say, but I find the controlling image I have of Francis is the traveling missionary. He was sent by Ignatius from Rome to Portugal to catch a ship for India and the colony of Goa. And from Goa, there's more travel. There's thousands of conversions and baptisms, establishing Jesuit communities and schools. And there's the work of learning strange foreign languages to translate and proclaim the gospel. Then there's even more travel to Japan, again establishing Christian communities, communities that remain faithful for centuries, even though shut off from the rest of the world and subject to fierce persecution. And then came the final trip, Francis's dream destination, China. But the dream was not to be realized. He died on his way to China. Francis Xavier cuts a dramatic figure as a missionary. But I want to look behind the drama, into his soul and spirit. I want to look into his core, into his heart, where all his plans and achievements come from. Why? Why did Francis do what he did? In other words, for Francis, what was his whole life all about? Certainly, Francis had a grand and deep faith and trust in God. But that faith came to be and had to be translated into something very basic, something ordinary and daily. From Ignatius of Loyola, his dearest friend, Francis had learned the reason why we live, the reason why we plan great things, the reason why we get up in the morning. Ignatius had put it so simply, it's all done to help souls. Today we would say, it's all done to help people. Why a person would be a disciple of Jesus, or become a Jesuit, or get married, all summed up in that one desire, to help people. It's this simple and ordinary love that for us gives shape to what is truly great and grand. Helping people, that's life's purpose. And that's life's greatness, life's grand purpose. That simple desire sends us into our day and world, as it sent Francis Xavier into his. Greatness is achieved not when we get noticed, but when we do what we really want to do, help people. And it's in this helping people, that we come into the living, working presence of God. We know God when we help people. Pedro Arrupe was a leader of the Jesuits in a time of dramatic change and challenge following Vatican II. His heart, also fashioned by Ignatius of Loyola, strongly resembles Francis Xavier's heart. So I'd like to conclude by reading what he thought to be the simple core of our lives as followers of Christ. We all hear echoes of Francis here. Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, falling in love in a quite absolute, yet very specific way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will do with your evenings, how you will spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. So fall in love, stay in love, and love will decide everything. So let us reflect. How have we fallen in love? How have we stayed in love? And how have we let our love decide everything?